Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. Delaware County District Attorney Kat Copeland is firing back at Pennsylvania's lieutenant governor after he accused her of trying to block the clemency of a man who spent about 30 years in prison for murder. She says Governor Wolf's office is trying to divert attention from its failure to include the victim's family in discussions over freeing the man. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward explains.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman says Delaware County DA Kat Copeland forcing David Shepard to deal with an open case of shoplifting that he skipped out on in 1992 is demoralizing and prosecutorial overreach. Not long after he was arrested for stealing about $300 worth of jeans, Shepard took part in a robbery that resulted in the murder of 64-year-old Overbrook pharmacy owner Thomas Brennan in 1992. He was one of four men sentenced to life for that murder and one of eight people recently granted clemency by Governor Tom Wolf. Copeland, though, says it was Shepard's responsibility to take care of the open shoplifting case, and she says he could have done it at any time over the past 27 years. She says when her office was notified his life sentence was being commuted, her office told Shepard and the governor's office of the outstanding warrant.
And the governor and the lieutenant governor, despite knowing that there was a detainer lodge.
Jack Stolzheimer, the Democrat who is set to replace the Republican Copeland in January, says he's skeptical of how the case is being handled, but acknowledges he doesn't have all the information. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Fraternal Order of Police President John McNesby met with Donald Trump, and he has launched a verbal attack against Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. KYW's Mike Daugherty has the DA's response.
This is just the latest skirmish in the war of words between McNesby and Krasner. McNesby and police leaders from other cities met with President Trump on Friday to talk about an uptick in gun violence.
Philadelphia, Baltimore, Chicago, Houston, Dallas.
He tells CBS 3 that 110 kids have been shot in Philly in 2019, and that's simply unacceptable. Who does he blame for the violence here and elsewhere?
Progressive DAs, DAs that are single-handedly ruining cities, major cities. Philadelphia, obviously, is number one.
Krasner said McNesby and the police lack accountability, and Krasner is, quote, honored to once again be attacked by President Trump, the most criminal U.S. president of my lifetime.
Krasner added that McNesby's attacks are, quote, fact-free. Meanwhile, in New Jersey, the rules governing law enforcement are going through some serious changes thanks to a series of directives from the Garden State's Attorney General. More on this from Trenton with KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
The new policies announced by Gabir Graywall fall under the heading Excellence in Policing and target three areas of concern: professionalism, accountability, and transparency.
Our goals are simple. We want to provide additional support for the 99% of police officers who do their jobs day in and day out with integrity and with distinction. At the same time, we want to root out those small number of cops who engage in misconduct.
A half a dozen towns across the state, Millville and Bridgeton among them, will test out some of the new directives, which will include the timely release of recorded police encounters involving what's called serious use of force. The state will also look into the idea of licensing police officers, a process likely to include improved coordinated training procedures.
Cops seen as being at risk would get preemptive training to prevent issues. And Philadelphia's effort to shed its ranking as number one for bed bug infestations is back on track after city council amended a bill setting new rules for reporting and remediation. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the bill is still not as strong as advocates would like.
A bed bug task force spent 2 years working on a bill that would require landlords to treat for bed bugs, only to see it undone in committee under pressure from landlords who wanted to split the cost of treatment with tenants. Amendments added at this week's council now pull back on the split cost, saying landlords will bear the cost if bedbugs are reported during the first year a tenant lives in a unit. Task Force head George Gould says it's an improvement.
We still have some concerns because it gets a little confusing when you have time periods and there's disputes, but we wanted to get what we thought would be the best we could get.
Sponsor Mark Squillis says the bill achieves its goal.
Our whole intent is to get people to report bed bugs as soon as possible, to get them remediated as soon as possible.
The full city council votes next week. There would be a review in a year to make sure it's working. And in an effort to help the homeless, the nonprofit Project Home stationed ambassadors of hope throughout the city. KYW's Shara Day Howard tells us about one of those ambassadors at Reading Terminal Market.
Here at the market, I work with the security team, have a walkie-talkie, so I stay on the property just talking to strangers, and it's the best job I could ever have.
That's Therese Juliana, known as the Reading Terminal Angel. She works for Project Home as an ambassador of hope.
I'm here to look for people who are experiencing homelessness and offer them whatever they need. Hospitality services offered at the Hub of Hope, like shower, laundry, medical care.
Juliana spends her mornings walking up and down the aisles of the market, checking on friends she's helped before and others she hopes to help. John Silvetti, who's been homeless and living on the streets for more than 8 years, says Juliana is a friend he can trust.
She pushes me. She pushes me to get what's good for me. She's a friend.
Juliana says the market is a community of merchants, customers, and regulars who all share the space together. She considers them her special friends. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.